Nation football and netball jerseys plus more. Simply charge 100 fees with you all around your school premises and send a picture of granting you in free at astro.africa sent to the door. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2022. You will see the flag. You will see the flag.
Headlines. Zambia on high alert over and verified 500 GB government data leak claim. PF finalizes preparations for February 28 general conference. And in global news, Trump says he will increase his new global targets to 15%. The Zambia Cyber Security Agency says claims circulating online about a massive cyber breach affecting government systems remain unverified that are being treated with the highest level of caution. Agency Director General Dr. Smedic Chintu says reports are reading that data leaked to about 15 million individuals and over 34 million records have been compromised and are still undergoing technical validation. In a statement, Dr. Chintu explains that preliminary checks conducted so far indicate that many of the sampled data sets appear to be intact, contrary to claims by threat actors that up to 500 gigabytes of government data had been exposed, emphasizing that until full verification is completed, the allegations should be regarded as unconfirmed. He has, however, indicated that the agency has classified the situation as critical, placing safety mechanisms and recovery procedures on high alert across key government institutions. Dr. Chintu says if the claims are confirmed, the potential impact could include increased risks of identity fraud, targeted scams and privacy violations affecting individuals and households, as well as loss of public trust, fraud risks and program integrity concerns within government operations. He has disclosed that authorities have received reports of a possible data leak from a system supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization under the Ministry of Community Development, prompting intensified monitoring. He added that vigilance has also been heightened at the Ministry of Health, while the Electoral Commission of Zambia has been placed on red alert as a precautionary measure. The Patriotic Front PF faction led by Given Levina has finalized preparations for its general conference scheduled for February 28, 2026. Faction acting Deputy Secretary General for Politics, Mao Sampa, has confirmed the development in a statement following a Central Committee meeting held yesterday, which approved the delegates list, the party's electoral commission, and all associated logistics. During the meeting, which was chaired by acting party president Given Levina, it was resolved that an expected court judgment on February 25, 2026, would not affect the convening of the general conference. Mr. Sampa says the Central Committee also approved the appeal by a Manta member of Parliament, Dr. Chikabi Chirupia, who was expelled following a controversy surrounding Group 7, adding that Dr. Chirupia has since been reinstated as a member of the Central Committee. Meanwhile, the Central Committee condemned the address delivered by Hailemariam Nyirigira to Parliament on the application of national values, describing it as impressive and self-congratulatory. The committee expressed regret that President Nyirigira did not address the ongoing impact surrounding the burial of late former President Edgar Lungu, warning that the matter has continued to fuel political tensions and cause regional embarrassment for the country. The Central Committee also raised serious concerns over provisions in the proposed Electoral Process Bill of 2026, including the removal of watermarks and stamps on ballot papers, and that is described as irregularities in the tabling of the bill. Governance experts resonate have questioned the connectivity surrounding the recent dismissal of two cabinet ministers, wondering why some office bearers linked to past controversies continue to serve in government while others have been removed. Lastly, Alain Levin dismissed former Minister of Health Eliza Achira and former Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises Elias Moraga in what government described as internal adjustments. Mr. Miyanda has described the decision as surprising, saying it has raised questions about the criteria being applied when making such high-level executive decisions. He cited former Minister of Health, Sylvia Matebo, who was transferred to the Ministry of Lands following the discovery of 62 containers at a private warehouse, instead of being dismissed as an example of what he described as inconsistent precedent. Mr. Miranda notes that such decisions have left some stakeholders questioning consistency and fairness in executive action.
Going forward, this should be a wake-up call to the remaining ministers and the other appointees that the president has the power to appoint and disappoint without giving reasons. When he appointed the two ministers, he never gave reasons as to why he was supposed to be appointed. And for him to have dropped them, I don't think it's necessary for us to start asking for reasons. He has reasons himself, but there's no way the president can just wake up in the morning and decide to terminate everything.
A 16-year-old boy has died after being struck by lightning in Kateto District, Eastern Province. Eastern Province Commissioner of Police Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the development in a statement, saying the incident occurred yesterday around 14 hours at Chankuku Village in Chief of Mbangombe's area. Mr. Mwemba explained that Kateto Police Station received a report at about 22-15 hours from Joseph Mwemba, aged 42, who reported that his mate, Stephen Banda, a Malawan national based in Kamongo, Machinji District, had been struck by lightning and died on the spot. He says that the deceased was inside a grass-thatched kitchen with his 13-year-old cousin when it began raining, adding that during the storm, lightning struck the structure, rendering both juveniles unconscious and causing the kitchen to catch fire. Mr. Mwemba further explains that after regaining consciousness, the girl alerted her uncle, besides Mwanza, who later informed other family members. He says the deceased was retrieved from the burning kitchen and rushed to Chintende Clinic, but died on the way. The Rural Electrification Authority, REA, says it remains committed to providing alternative energy solutions aimed at ending the widespread use of charcoal, particularly in rural areas. Speaking to Phoenix News in a meeting, REA Acting Chief Executive Officer Alex Mwemba says that the authority will later this year, among other initiatives, roll out a program dubbed Clean Cooking Solutions, which is expected to help curb deforestation and promote environmental sustainability. Mr. Mwemba notes that beyond rhetoric and prolonged discussions that have characterized past efforts, the focus must now shift to implementing practical interventions and ensuring communities have access to affordable, reliable, and sustainable energy alternatives. He adds that planned clean cooking initiatives will not only reduce pressure on the country's forests, but also improve household air quality and public health, especially for